Current state on 90.5 WKAR. Friday night in Grand Rapids, the Kent Philharmonic will have a one-night-only benefit concert at the Cathedral of St. Andrews in the city's downtown. Current state's Jamie Paisley visited with the Kent Philharmonic's music director to talk about the concert and about the world premiere that's on the program. Hi, Jamie.
Hey there, Mark. Yeah, Dr. Libor Andras is indeed a busy man, and although he is the music director of the Kent Philharmonic, well, for one of the pieces on Friday's benefit concert, Dr. Andras won't be on the conductor's podium.
I guess I'm one of the privileged ones to be able to maintain my craft, and that is viola. I started as a violin major. I should probably not say that for violists. I started as a violin major, did my undergraduate in violin, and then switched to viola and just enjoyed the ride tremendously. You know, I think the decade of viola jokes are over now, so I can just come out and say it. I'm proud violist.
Particularly as the piece that you're going to be performing in, it was Mozart was a man who preferred the viola as opposed to the violin, yes?
That's correct, yes. I think most of the really distinguished composers, those that performed their own pieces too, preferred the view from the middle of the ensemble. And so there was Haydn, Beethoven himself too liked to play viola when they were trying his quartets, and Mozart did himself too. In fact, there was a speculation that this piece that we're performing, this Sinfonia Concertante for violin and viola, was sort of written for himself, but then musicologists proved that not to be the case. Regardless, I'm so privileged to be playing alongside with Dilana Jensen, a really, really distinguished violinist, that I had the opportunity to perform this piece about 2 months ago with. And she's just such an inspiration. I mean, she's got she's been playing violin since very early age, sort of a child prodigy, and has done it all. I mean, she's the silver medalist of the Tchaikovsky competition, recorded numerous concertos with Eugene Ormandy Philadelphia Orchestra, and performed all over the world. And it's so unique for us to have that opportunity here in West Michigan to have a person of that caliber, an artist, a true artist, inspiration for all of us to perform with us.
You are the music director, but you're not going to head up the concert. You have instead somebody that's very locally known. Who is going to be leading the concert?
Another great friend and great inspiration, person that has done so much for arts here in Grand Rapids and in West Michigan, an ex-maestro of Grand Rapids Symphony Orchestra, Mr. David Lockington, who is Dilana's husband and has graciously agreed to join us for this performance. And so he is going to be leading most of the pieces because David Isley dedicated this trilogy to me. I felt that it would really be an honor for me to present it. So that's the only piece I'm conducting in this concert. And the rest of it is going to be in hands of Maestro David Lockington.
Now, Dilana has worked with several great artists, and you have as well, including, if I'm reading correctly, Led Zeppelin. You've performed with or for, or tell us about that.
Yes, definitely. I was hired for their World Reunification Tour back in Texas during my doctorate studies there to be sort of their background orchestra. At that point, they brought in a group of string players from India. This is after their spiritual journey. And so there were sort of three entities on the stage. And it was a very, very unique experience. And I would, if I was asked to, I would trade to be a rock player anytime. I'm telling you, the treatment you get, it's outstanding. No, but they were very, very interesting artists to work with. Very unexpected for me, coming from the classical, the serious background, to have a serious, deep conversations about world affairs, meaning of music, and all those things with rock musicians. So that was a thrill, and I put it on my resume because I think that was a very unique experience for me.
Now, for the Kent Philharmonic, the members of that orchestra, different. Yes. They're not rock members, but they're who are the people that make up this orchestra?
Right. I do have to say they all rock, though. They come from different walks of life. We have music educators. We have people that have done performance degrees and went on to do something else. And we also have students. So it's a true community ensemble that brings musicians from different walks of life with one specific task or, you know, dream. And that is make music, have good time doing that, and share that with community.
That's Dr. Libor Andras, music director of the Kent Philharmonic, who will have a benefit concert this Friday evening, with the proceeds going to the Grand Rapids Community College Music Scholarship Fund, in addition to the Mozart Sinfonia Concertante, as well as Handel's Zadok the Priest, both of which will be guest conducted by David Lockington, while Dr. Libor Andras will himself conduct a world premiere piece written by an old friend of his.
I'm David Clark Isley. I'm coming here to hear the premiere of a piece I wrote primarily for the conductor, for organ and orchestra. Not to be confused with orchestra and organ, it is for organ and orchestra.
The name of it is Trilogy, which gives, to my mind at least, knowing what I've read about you, you do a lot of liturgical works.
Mm-hmm.
And so is it the Trilogy, is that supposed to be a reminiscent of the Trinity, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost? Or is it more of, with an organ and orchestra, more of a concerto, that three-form trilogy of fast, slow, fast, that old style of concerto?
You're rather right on both counts. I do a lot of liturgical writing, so it might sound kind of liturgical in its nature, but it is a three-movement work.
But a three-movement, is it a concerto? Would you classify it as a concerto?
It is not a concerto. It is a piece for organ and orchestra.
And along the lines of a spectrum of organ music, let's say we have an early start of the sound world, at least, early Bach, Sweelinck, going all the way through the more radical realm of Reich as four organs. Where along that spectrum would you think Trilogy would be placed?
It's an interesting question. I came into composition rather late. I was doing it all my life, right, ever since age six. Not a prodigy. Just stuff, right? But once I went to Oberlin to major in voice, I really fell in love with the organ. And so I passed the piano proficiency test and took organ as though it were a major. And then when I finished my degree, I thought, I wanted to take organ more. I decided I liked organ so much, I would go to Southern Methodist University to study with the late Robert Anderson, who was an internationally known pedagogue for organ. And I kept on composing. And when I got there, they said, you're too advanced for us. So just do it on your own. I had never had a composition lesson until my last year there, my second year there. I got 2 degrees there. There was a composition contest. And Sam Adler came to judge it. And I won. And then I went off to Eastman. And I felt compelled then to write rather dissonant music, because that was the rage then. Everybody was writing dissonant stuff. And this is my first time taking a lesson, so I felt like I should do this kind of thing. Until I fell into a niche when I went to Notre Dame and began doing more liturgical stuff, and it had to be singable, right? And I remember one time, it was almost funny, I went to the International Organ Music Festival at Hart College. They had it for 10 years in a row. I was there once as a guest, once as a participant, and once for their final 10th big anniversary thing as a composer again. And I remember going to a hymn sing. I was sitting next to Vincent Persichetti and his wife, and they were singing contemporary hymns. And she leaned over to me and said, David, this hymn is totally unsingable. I laughed because it was. So I began writing music that people could sing and pieces that I liked to hear. So I'm hoping that tomorrow, I'm hoping that I like it, because I'm hearing it in my head, right? And I'm hoping in other words, some composers say they don't care if people like their music or not. I do. I mean, why would I write it? I would like people to like my music. So I write pieces that, now go back to your spectrum, I don't know where I am. I find now many composers are writing very listenable, attractive, contemporary music. I think that's where we're at. I think the pendulum has swung back.
With a different perspective on Dr. Isley's piece, Trilogy for Organ and Orchestra, again, the conductor for Friday's world premiere with the Kent Philharmonic, Dr. Libor Andras.
I've performed several David's pieces. In fact, I've actually commissioned him to write several pieces for my own use, for Viola d'Amore, and for viola, and we've recorded these and presented at different places. So I got to know David's pieces, and I know his strengths, and I find that this piece sort of brings many different traces into the foreground. Definitely one that is choral, because I feel like this is a polychoral piece. See, he stresses that it's a piece for organ and orchestra, but he's not diminishing the role of the orchestra. Orchestra is playing important role in this piece, as it sort of, it's a dialogue between the two instruments, if you will. And so I hear lots of polychordal material that like in the second movement states, I call it a hymn. I don't know if it is, David, but I call it a hymn. It's a beautiful, tangible melody that gets passed around, from different section of the orchestra as well as the organ. So I think that the audience will find something that will remind them of something they're familiar with, so they'll be able to relate it. And yet it's so new, so unique. It's contemplative. It's sort of open and. I'm really looking forward to try it in the space tonight for the dress rehearsal with this magnificent organ. So I think it's going to be also orally satisfying. That is going to be a magnificent big sound.
Typically, Dr. Andras and the Kent Philharmonic perform at the Royce Auditorium in Grand Rapids. However, in order to accommodate this world premiere of Trilogy for Organ and Orchestra by Dr. David Clark Isley, Friday's concert will instead be heard in the gorgeous acoustics of St. Andrew's Cathedral in downtown Grand Rapids, and performed by Nick Palmer, the regular St. Andrew's organist as well. Also on Friday's benefit concert is Handel's Zadok the Priest and Mozart's Sinfonia Concertante for Violin and Viola, with soloist Delana Jensen and Kent Philharmonic Music Director Libor Andras under the direction of guest conductor David Lockington. More information about the concert helping the Grand Rapids Community College Music Scholarship Fund can be found online at kentphil.org. For Current State, I'm Jamie Paisley.